KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:05, it's sunny and 71 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for partly to mostly sunny skies today with a high of 87. News is brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In area news, sheriff's officials here in Cass County report an investigation into various thefts from vehicles in the past 2 weeks has resulted in the arrest of a Montgomery County man. 18-year-old Joel Allen Groenwald of Red Oak was arrested on 3 charges of burglary in the third degree and 2 charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Charges are also in the works against 2 juveniles from Montgomery County in connection with the theft. Groenwald was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held awaiting an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted in their investigation by officials of the Red Oak Police Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's officials report also a Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday on a drug charge. 25-year-old Jacob Lee Groenwald of North Platte, Nebraska, was taken into custody on a charge of delivery of a controlled substance, cocaine, within 1,000 feet of a city park. Groenwald was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on $100,000 bond. News time is 9:06.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
The Iowa State Patrol says a man from Minnesota died Wednesday after being hit on an I-80 off-ramp in Pottawatomie County. 31-year-old Mazadok A. Aiden of St. Paul, Minnesota, was walking on the I-80 westbound Shelby Exit 34 off-ramp at around 3:10 a.m. Wednesday when he was hit by a vehicle or vehicles. Patrol says the road was very dark and unlit when Aiden, who was wearing dark-colored clothing, was hit. Officials say whomever hit him may not have known the accident occurred. He suffered a crushed pelvis and severe head injuries and was flown to an Omaha trauma center where Aiden later died. Officials said he'd been traveling from Las Vegas, Nevada to St. Paul. Patrol said Aiden had been making his way across the country by whatever transportation was immediately available to him, including by bus, taxi, and hitchhiking. Police in Harlan reported Thursday a Harlan man was arrested June 30th on drug charges after they investigated a suspicious vehicle in the pit area of the Shelby County Speedway. 52-year-old Kenneth Kinkle of Harlan faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. Also, 37-year-old Mark Anthony Kaufman of Harlan was arrested on Monday on a disorderly conduct charge and 2 counts of assault. Kaufman was taken into custody after police were called to an altercation involving the man and 3 other persons at a residence on Hill Street in Harlan. 2 of those individuals were from Council Bluffs, the other from Minden. And 21-year-old Cody Lister of Harlan was arrested June 27th after turning himself into the Harlan Police Department. Lister was wanted in connection with the theft of a vehicle from Shelby and the burglary of a residence. He faces third-degree burglary, aiding and abetting possession of stolen property, and forgery charges. 2 Western Iowa men were arrested Thursday on theft charges associated with missing livestock and ag machinery. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said 19-year-old Benjamin Lee Peterson of Audubon and 20-year-old Christopher Joe Groninga of Dunlap were arrested as the result of an investigation into the theft of livestock on June the 6th from the 2900 block of Goldfinch Avenue and the theft of machinery June 23rd from the 1600 block of 315th Street in Audubon County. Peterson and Groninga both face charges of theft in the second degree. Groninga faces an additional possible charge of aiding and abetting theft in the second degree. Peterson was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond, while Groninga was seen by the magistrate and released with orders to appear for his preliminary hearing on July the 25th. Both of those thefts remain under investigation. Officials said also that 48-year-old Alan Kenneth Bramer of Perry was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant, charging him with the burglary that occurred in April of 2010 in Ross. Bramer was taken into custody immediately upon his release from the Clarinda Correctional Facility. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond. Also, 29-year-old Joseph Mark Zeiger of Audubon was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant charging him with theft in the fifth degree in connection with a check written to an Audubon business in March. Zeiger appeared before a judge and was released from custody. Two women were cited following a non-injury accident Wednesday evening here in Atlantic. Atlantic police reported Thursday Samantha Christensen of Atlantic was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed, and Crystal Buskirk of Atlantic was cited for failure to have proof of insurance. Those citations were issued after police investigated a crash at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets at around 5:25 p.m. Wednesday. Officials said Christensen was traveling west on 7th and approaching Olive Street when she failed to stop and rear-ended the Buskirk vehicle as it was sitting stopped at a red light. Damages from the crash totaled $5,000. Elsewhere in state news, actors Zac Efron and Dennis Quaid are expected to film scenes for an Iowa-based movie at the Iowa Speedway later this month. The Iowa Speedway said in a news release the actors will be at the Newton Racetrack on July the 16th for the filming of scenes for an as-yet-untitled racing movie by director Raman Barani. Track officials say Efron will star in the movie as an aspiring professional race car driver, while Quaid will play his father. The scenes will be shot before the Prairie Meadows ARCA Series stock car and Coca-Cola 200 races. Scenes will include Efron walking across the pre-race stage, Quaid cheering from the stands, and racing footage from the Prairie Meadows 200. A former high school golf coach charged with being drunk while driving her team to a tournament has pleaded guilty to drunken driving and one count of child endangerment. Susie Lynn Steinbeck entered the plea Thursday as part of a deal with the Lee County prosecutors. Assistant Lee County Attorney Dave Andrasik said that in exchange for Steinbeck's plea, prosecutors dropped three child endangerment counts and a charge of failure to possess a valid driver's license. The 59-year-old Steinbeck was the girls' golf coach and middle school computer applications teacher for the Fairfield Community School District when she was pulled over the morning of May the 10th. Court records said her blood alcohol level was .212, and that's more than twice Iowa's legal limit to drive. A 35-year-old Iowa man has been killed during a one-vehicle crash in north central Missouri. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says Benjamin Quintana of Ottumwa died early Thursday when the vehicle he was in ran off Missouri Highway 149 and flipped over. Patrol says Quintana was pronounced dead at an area hospital. A 10-year-old boy has died after being pinned under an ATV near Bluegrass in eastern Iowa. The Scott County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened on Tuesday evening. The boy was asked by a family member to shut a gate in a pasture, and the family member went inside to shower, and when he was done, noticed the gate was not closed. A family member went outside and found a child lying partially under the ATV. The boy was taken by helicopter to an Iowa City hospital where he later died. An autopsy was scheduled. The boy's name has not yet been released until the family members are all notified. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, top congressional Republicans say a report that few new jobs were created last month shows this is not the time for the government to be raising taxes. With the Obama administration and Congress looking for a compromise on raising the debt limit and cutting federal deficits, House Speaker John Boehner says that a package that raises taxes on small businesses would make things worse and wouldn't pass the GOP-run House. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said the same thing, adding that Republicans will not agree to tax increases, period. Obama has insisted that some revenue increases be included in a deficit reduction plan. And the stocks have opened sharply lower this morning on Wall Street after the government said businesses added the fewest jobs in June in more than a year. The unemployment rate rose to 9.2%. Employers created only 18,000 jobs last month, a fraction of what economists had expected. Hiring in April and May was also weaker than earlier estimates. The traders today were rushing to the relative safety of government bonds. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.04% from 3.19% just before the Labor Department's report came out. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down nearly 109 points, the S&P is down almost 14, and the NASDAQ is down almost 25 points. News time is 9:14.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero. zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you ask. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday. Services for Millie Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 64-year-old Richard Banker, who's formerly of Greenfield, has died. Graveside memorial services for Richard Banker will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 82-year-old Leah Berry of Atlantic died Tuesday. Services for Leah Berry will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. 51-year-old James Morrell of Stewart died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Morrell will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And 74-year-old Marcia Steffens of Atlantic died Tuesday at her home. There are no services planned. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know and people you trust. I'm Rick Henson reporting.